Kawaii.
Yeah, and that's all going to be recorded because we
are. Oh, God. Recorded.
No. Just the whole bye.
Yeah, it's harmonizing.
Bye. Yeah.
Have you seen Big Mouth?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Big Mouth.
I need to finish
Big
it.
Mouth, Big Mouth is good.
Start it up.
I also love a big mouth.
Catfish, right?
Yeah. Have you seen that video of that dude trying to have sex with a fish?
Nope.
We'll watch that later. I mean, he's trying to get that, wobbly, 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 drop it like it's hot. You know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
I know you're trying to speak English, but it's not really English.
Hey.
Okay. We are recording and we are good to go with this podcast, finally.
They out here trying to silence a nigga. Oh, hey, guys. I didn't see you there.
Oh, good. Oh, all right. So, hey, guys.
Are you okay?
Nope.
Oh, Lord.
Welcome to the fifth episode of season 3 of Press X to Start.
Oh, boy.
Woo. Ah, Press X is a weekly gaming podcast about inclusivity and its place in gaming. Games are for everyone, and we here at Press X hope to break down the walls of exclusivity with our talks on news, reviews, and all things video games. I'm your host,
Marcus Ellison.
I'm your host, your heavyweight champion. There you go. From a Wishanigga Wood, California, aka the janitor, because I be washing niggas, aka RN, but it doesn't stand for registered nurse. It stands for real nigga.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Okay.
You?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did Trump certify that?
I haven't been verified yet on Twitter.
Did he rent to you?
Wait, did you actually say your name?
Yeah.
Okay, I completely missed it. Well, since I'm talking, I am DJ, aka, did you know?
Bring it.
Cats show their buttholes to you.
Why?
When they are comfortable with you.
So that's what they call it these days.
Yeah.
I mean, I normally rip mine out when I'm comfortable with somebody.
Right.
Is that why niggas sag their pants?
I think this is
only
how
around
they,
friends, right?
They're comfortable with the world.
Yeah. You know what? We've been misjudging.
See? Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That reminds me of my high school years. Thank you so much. It answers so many of my questions.
There you go.
I am Sean MF Ross.
What's the MF stand for?
Machine finished.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Okay.
What machine?
I'm so curious.
Wait, is it like premium press?
Or delicate.
No comment.
And I am Douglas II, your field correspondent.
Ooh, okay.
Butthole extraordinaire.
Well, you know, I don't necessarily say that, but it is on my resume.
Your CV.
Anus assistant.
It's a hidden talent, right?
Hey, it's how I show my comfort with people.
Also, DJ, you ain't going nowhere until you confirm the other AKA.
Blink, blah, 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 blah. Bid. Jesus Christ.
Never mind. BBC.
No. I'm going to do it.
I believe in you.
Big.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Black.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Chad. Or BBC.
Okay.
There you go.
Is Big Black Chad Chadwick Boseman?
I don't even know who that is, so no.
What?
It's T'Challa. It's a joke, guys.
Okay. Oh, okay.
On this great historic month, I'm about to say, your car, can you please produce it?
So,
happy Black History Month.
On this
Give
Black History Month edition of what we've been playing, we've been playing no games with black people.
You're damn right.
Damn. Actually, we have a game with two black people. Three black people.
Oh, so,
yes,
shit.
We play with black people.
Look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Filling that diversity quota.
You know what? Firm action all day, every day.
Well, speaking of action, what have you been playing?
All right, so I've been playing. I finally got into some Red Dead Redemption.
Hey,
I'm trying to finish it by my birthday, in September. So we're on track here.
That sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm in chapter 3.
Yep,
Clemens Point. And I've been getting involved with the Braithwaites and the Grays.
Okay.
You know, we're still relying on Dutch to one day give us our goal in Blackwater. One day. Everybody keeps telling me that I'm gonna be sick one day.
Mm.
But I go to the doctor, they can't help me. So I'm just living a life. But what's really been drawing me to this game is fishing.
I love
the fish. It is so. Look, I actually spent extra time in this game to get gold bars so I could buy a boat and go fishing.
Wow.
Yeah, and then the one time that I actually finished a mission and my boat wasn't there, I was so irate.
Pay good money for this shit.
I know, right? I bought a boat. I did this work.
Damn,
I got shot up in a barn that was on fire. And I want to go fish.
You in a different tax bracket, brother. You got a boat?
Right. I'll be making that money.
Playing that Rockstar Fishing Simulator.
Right.
Bass Pro Fishing.
Because as a true millennial, I don't go outside to fish. I do it in a game.
Have you ever fished in real life?
I have.
Oh, okay.
My
is
family,
it similar?
Well, I will tell you this. The last time I went fishing, I had a down duck fishing rod. So
so this wasn't like last year.
Nigga, look at me yesterday. What was the time frame?
Arthur? Back when we were singing Ooh Baby Was Wrong back in 1995. That was the last time I went fishing.
Oh, all right.
My family's country. I was happy to be born in the city.
Okay.
But anyway, otherwise, I've been playing a little bit of Overwatch. Mm. They got a new event, but that's kind of waning because they're not really investing in that game. But a lot of the time
you
has
make
been
Soldier 76 come out one time and you just stop believing in the game.
Gates always ruin it, you know.
What the hell's wrong with y'all?
I know it's supposed to be exclusive, but
y'all some bullies.
You know,
I'm tired of being a
token
persecuted.
You feel oppressed? How oppressed do you feel today, sir?
Straightly oppressed.
Yes. Anyway, and also I've been playing a lot of Dead by Daylight.
Me too.
Ooh. See, I keep inviting you. Let me know when you're playing Dead by Daylight.
All right.
You're breaking my feelings. Is it because I haven't shown you my butthole? Is that the reason why? I told you I'm a married man. I can't do for certain things.
It doesn't have to come to that.
It's okay.
I'll jump on Dead by Daylight.
You've convinced
Don't
me.
Don't make me flash you. But, So it's the lunar event on Dead by Daylight, Moonrise. You get some, you collect points, you get coins, you get new skins. And I've been playing a lot even this morning. Mm-hmm. And I've also been broadcasting my gameplay. So for anybody who wants to see me play, especially on weekend mornings or Monday or Friday morning, just don't tell my boss. my Twitch profile is Minsuya, MinSuya.
I'll post it on the page.
It's going to be real awkward when we get big enough that your boss ends up looking at one of your Twitch streams to fire you.
Well, you know, I work at a job that it may take 2 years to fire me.
Oh.
So
you're the president?
No. See, that's a job for a good 4 more years. Who knows how long? Yeah. No, but seriously, I do play. I enjoy broadcasting and hearing people comment. So if people want to, they can. But I mainly play Survivor. What do you play as, Sean?
I like to play as a killer. I am terrible as a survivor.
What kind of killer?
I like hunting down people. I like that guy that can turn invisible.
The Wraith?
Run up on niggas and pop out.
All right, Catcher Freeman.
Snatch him.
Catcher Freeman. It's Catcher Freeman. That's his name.
We gonna be free. I have also been playing Smash Brothers, that new DLC with the piranha plant.
Did you say Smash Brothers?
Smash
Ultimate.
With the piranhas?
Oh, snaps.
Which I have just learned is a female.
Yeah, apparently so. Piranha Plant is a lady.
How did we find
lady
that out?
Goddamn feminist agenda.
So apparently there is a screenshot that's floating around where Pitt is talking to Palutena, mm-hmm. and Pitt is fighting the Piranha Plant.
Did it bust it wide open?
And then they're talking to each other about the piranha plant, and I think it's Palutena that calls the plant a girl. Or no, I'm sorry. Pitt refers to the plant as a girl.
You can also tell the piranha plant isn't a guy because its dick isn't sticking out of its pot.
It might be cold in the pot. What are you talking about?
An Easter egg.
Porcelain
actually.
And water gets cold. Go ahead.
An Easter egg for the piranha plant is if you jump and you press start and you go into camera mode and you look under the pot, you can see it. You don't see a dick, but you see like his little legs pop out. It's pretty awesome.
Oh.
I'm going to look later. We've also been playing, what do you want to say? Kingdom Hearts? Or,
real quick, what is your thoughts on the piranha plant?
He's balanced. He's a good addition. I like playing with him. You gonna flip over shit like that trans and GameStop? It's ma'am. I think that'll be one of my Your alternates. Means? Yeah, because I'm actually more offensive. I play more offensive with Piranha Plant than I do the Inkling.
Really?
I play keep away the entire time with Inkling.
Yeah.
And wax y'all niggas.
This is true.
But I'm going to go on the offensive with Piranha Plant the next tournament.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, like
coming that belt.
I like the Piranha Plant. So first, I remember in one of the videos, there was the Piranha Plant was like countering an attack or something. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember exactly what or how it was doing it. So I wanted to go back and watch the video because like I was like playing with the Piranha Plant trying to figure out.
You might have mislooked at that. I don't think it has a
different character I was looking at. But overall, I pretty much like how the plant is, like how it plays.
We got to fight to the death to see who gets to use them.
That's true. That's very true.
In real life, nigga, not the game.
Good thing I brought my knives.
Oh, okay.
Other than that, a game came out. I'm not sure if you guys know about it. But
was it?
Called Kingdom Hearts, like
what is that?
Like 3 or something?
I've never heard of that before.
Man.
Yeah,
what is that?
It's the Kingdom of a Heart.
It sounds familiar. Like I played something of it 15 years ago.
Yeah, that might have been like the Kingdom Hearts 2 or something. Don't worry, okay. I'll fill you on what happened between then and now.
Oh yeah.
So then there was a boy named Sora with his best friends Donald and Goofy.
Uh huh.
Oh my. And they did some things
together.
And Sora went together, yes. But it was on camera, so it was consensual.
Okay. Where are the parents, by the way? I'm just curious.
They don't have, none of them have parents.
Yeah, no one on Destiny Island had parents.
They just spawned.
It's like Ed, Edd, and Eddy.
Damn, you're right. So between then and now.
Uh-huh.
Some shit happened. Now we have Kingdom Hearts 3.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's pretty much the story.
Look,
because I can't tell you what the fuck happened between
them. Look, man. So, I've been playing Kingdom Hearts.
Side note, these are early impressions. There's no spoilers.
Yeah. So,
for
you know,
Kingdom Hearts.
And none of us are played? That far.
Dumbledore dies.
Thanos erases half of the universe.
Thanos erases Roxas, but not Sora.
Go ahead.
I think I'm about to get to the Toy Story. So that's like the one of the earlier worlds. So none of us are that far in the game.
Sean, you might be finished. Yeah. You just finished. Okay.
So like, there's story elements that you know way down the line. I think they said that the campaign or the story itself was like 30 hours.
Okay.
So
you know, it has Battle Royale.
Not yet. But man,
what about loot boxes though?
Ooh, they're called treasure chests.
Everywhere.
They literally are everywhere.
I feel like with this game, everything that's happening in the game story wise would have been so much more effective if
15
this
years
was
ago.
Yes, if this was like 10, even maybe 5 years ago, because we were talking about it off mic. DJ Doug and I, and Doug made an astute observation, basically saying we were a whole different person when Kingdom Hearts 2 came out.
Literally.
Like
ourselves were all different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were in middle high school.
Yeah.
You know?
Like Big Mouth age.
Exactly. And now we're grown adults playing the sequel to Kingdom Hearts 2.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, Sora is still like a
total dumbass
child with no facial hair.
It would have been cool if they made them older,
right?
Like, gave them facial hair in the game.
Yeah,
I mean, and it's clear that they're older by a degree, but like they're still like
your growth
children.
And maturity is not
exactly. Yeah.
Does that, I guess, affect your ability to, I not say suspend your disbelief, but to actually, I guess, fall into the game and actually believe in the story?
That's
and,
essentially what I was saying. Where the story is, when I was younger, all of this stuff was super endearing to me. Mm-hmm. You know, I was a bit more into anime at that time. And there was like, this is very much so a like shonen kiddish story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now I don't want to say I'm more jaded, but just like some of this stuff is just kind of like,
it don't fly.
It took me 15 years to get to this. And it's not as deep as I would have hoped.
It's something like your expectations have changed.
Yeah.
Because it seems like you're more used to more a sophisticated work, especially going right. from like Red Dead and
God of War. And it's also kind of weird how low the stakes feel in this game so far. You know, like, I know that they're on the cusp of, you know, Xehanort getting to Kingdom Hearts. He's, you know, getting his squad together and all that. But no one seems to be taking this that seriously, mm-hmm. you know, and maybe it's just indicative of the game itself. Like, it's not ever going to be this deep.
It's a Disney game.
Yeah. But it's just weird to me, you know, like, I don't know. I just don't feel like the urgency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I
even in this world, the world still doesn't seem like they.
Yeah.
Like, playing the game, I didn't understand what was the main plot.
Mm-hmm.
Until Sora said it,
right,
and he was like, "Yeah, we're gonna free Roxas," and I'm just like, "Wait,
how far along in the game were you?
Yeah,
were you able to reach this point?"
The reason why I said it is because it's not really a spoiler because this happened. Like, he mentions this like in the second world, which is Twilight Town.
Yeah, Twilight Town.
Yeah. So, and everyone knows what Twilight Town is. So, yeah. Like, it's kind of like. Wait, this is your whole thing. Although I do
probably a subplot.
Yeah, yeah. I do know that it's probably going to, he's going to think this is going to be it, but then like Mickey's going to be like, nah, fam, you just dumb. We got a big world out here that we got to fix.
Right.
So, like, for me, in a sentence, Kingdom Hearts 3 is a beautiful game to look at
mm-hmm.
where I don't feel like I'm really playing the game. I'm just pressing buttons and things are happening.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And
this shit's on autopilot.
It's a very.
Are you still here?
Is it a few steps away from a Telltale game?
It's much more involved than that, but it's going back to not feeling the stakes or the urgency. It's kind of like I've never felt like I was in any danger.
Yeah.
Because Sora is so damn strong, even at apparently 25% of his original power.
This nigga's turning into Super Saiyan every other battle.
Right.
Yeah. It's like second form here. So I'm like, okay. Like, they're just normal heartless, dude. Chill the fuck out.
They've provided you with multiple ways to murder, death, kill these heartless.
Yeah. Like, and all of this is happening with no black people.
Well, because in this fantasy world, you don't need black people.
Yeah, exactly.
The heartless are like
the shit. That's where they all are.
Like I said, DJ, we haven't gotten that far. We don't know.
No. Well, Twilight Town is really the only town that has people in it.
So you mean there's no Wakanda here?
There's no Wakanda here. No.
You know, somebody
maybe
was,
Kingdom Hearts 4.
My wife was asking about.
We'll see that in 15 more years.
Yeah. Right.
My wife was asking about seeing Princess Tiana. From Princess and the Frog.
Nope.
I wonder happening. If she's going to be in the game.
Nope.
No Louisiana. No New Orleans.
Yeah. So, you
got to bite the head off them crawfish. Go ahead.
Like, overall, in terms
I
of...
Good
actually,
idea to have.
Sean, what's your impressions before I go down into my
rabbit
list
hole.
Of things with this game?
And the beginning scene where he's making jokes, talking to Yen Sid, and he's chucking it up and yucking... Don't make me laugh, nigga. Where the fuck you been? That was my thought. Like,
are you saying he was chucking and jiving?
Yes. Like, don't be making all these jokes. Explain yourself.
Yeah. Well, who are you talking about?
Sora. When okay. he was kind of like just dancing and shit. But
that man hasn't grown up at all.
Nah.
In terms of mentality,
not at all.
Both Kairi and Riku have like clearly at least gotten a little more mature.
Yeah.
And this man Sora is still over here. What's a telephone?
Dumbass. Okay, so my two main issues mm-hmm. is there is no tactile feedback in the game. Mm-hmm. So when you're hitting things with your keyblade or shooting, like, you know how you're playing Call of Duty and you're shooting somebody, you're feeling a little vibration or you're hearing a sound.
Yeah.
And it's a certain mental stimulation that you're getting from doing that. There's a disconnect. I'm mashing the button and I'm seeing things happen, but there's nothing happening necessarily. There's no feedback on the controller.
Right. Yes.
Secondly,
so frustrating.
The specials and theatrics happen at weird times. I was running up a cliff and the pirate ship was available. Why do I need this right now?
But was it a cool pirate ship? You can find some booty.
No, I agree. Like,
I was trying to open a chest.
I was in triangle.
and Hercules started swinging me. No, wait a minute.
That same shit happened to me too. It's like you're taking me further away from the chest. I want that chest.
Or just sometimes you don't even need specials. Like you said, you're playing against the Heartless and you just want to swing a Keyblade. No, stun on these niggas. Bring out the ship. Just, like, it's not special anymore.
Summon Ifrit right now.
All right. You're fighting normal Heartless. Sorry, you fought them.
Stun on these niggas.
Before. What are you doing?
Not yet. Nomura gave us way too much power right at that gate. Because they made a... It's a plot point to say that Sora's power has been diminished because he was asleep and they had to bring back his... All that. So right. I thought going into this, okay, I'm going to just be, I already have the base.
That's key a good blade. Plot, Kai.
Yeah, I've got the base Keyblade. I don't really have much of my abilities. It took me all of 30 minutes to be a fighting god again. And I'm like, if this is me at this level of power, what was I doing at 100%?
Exactly.
Good like God.
So I started taking notes at this point because it's like, I'm just going to forget this stuff. Mm. So. Quick thing, my issues with the game is when you obtain a keyblade, it's no longer special.
Yeah.
You get it during a black screen.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
man, we got keyblades all day.
Yeah, right. It's like, oh, here you go.
You found this on the ground.
Previously on Kingdom Hearts 3.
This fell out of a Heartless's ass after you killed it.
Hey, they didn't even show it to you.
So like, we're kind of going over it, but the actual mechanics to the gameplay is ridiculous. Like,
kind of floaty.
Yeah, like the fact that everything is like, okay, for one, this is a Japanese ass game, so circle is the jump. X is to do stuff,
yeah,
and that pisses me all the way off.
Yeah, I do too.
Like, you guys had 15 years to figure this shit out. You have the opportunity
to customize your controls.
I don't think so.
You can.
I'll say that. I don't think so.
You can do things like make certain things inverted and all that, but you can't actually like map your. Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. You kind of wonder what they've been doing.
It was fine in 2005. It's going to be fine in 2019.
I'll say, like, from a gameplay standpoint, I'm enjoying the game, but like DJ said,
it does... Out of obligation?
No, not so much that. It's more so...
Legacy pussy.
I do... Like, whenever I get into a fight, I'm having fun, but then I also realize I'm in no danger.
Yeah.
So...
Again, this game is beautiful to look at.
Yeah.
Like, turning this game on and actually watching it, I was reminded that this is the game, like Kingdom Hearts 1 was the game that pushed me into wanting to make video games.
Yeah.
Because I just loved how it looked.
Mm-hmm.
And like coming
it's
back.
It's drab.
Huh?
It's not drab.
Exactly.
It's colorful.
Like it just like the aesthetic is really cool to me. And like that kind of that reminded like Kingdom Hearts 3 reminded me back of that like time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so awesome. But then it's just like everything else is just. What were you guys doing? Like, how did you play test this and be like, oh, this is great. This is exactly what we wanted. Like, it's just, it's a mess.
I think it's also the story at this point is just so convoluted. Like, even with you knowing little bullet points and stuff like that, they've at I think, two separate points now, had a moment where they just exposition dump on you about like, this is what happened here and this is what happened and then this is what happened with, and it still makes no sense. Like, how in the hell has Ansem's heart become its own body and then his body without its heart was here?
Xehanort's heart.
And then they time traveled back.
Is he a zombie? He just has a heart, maybe not have a heart.
And so this- when you don't have a heart, okay. The heart splits off, and then the body that's left becomes a nobody.
Exactly.
Because it has no heart.
Yeah.
I grew up in the streets without no heart.
But it still moves around and talks to you?
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah.
And then there's time travel involved. And...
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. When the body is strong enough, the body becomes a nobody. If the body's not strong enough, it becomes a heartless. Two different things. One's black, one's white.
We could spend an hour
fucking
explaining.
Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, well, I must say I'm looking forward to hear your continued adventures with this game because it's a very this is a level of fantasy that I admire for you guys and make the valiant effort to keep doing. But I will not be there. I'll be in the fog during the daylight. But I'm curious to see how your reactions may evolve if it does.
Well, yeah, yeah. I want to reiterate that we're early in the game. There's a possibility that our feelings on it could change as things go on. The story could intensify in a really cool way. I don't know. There is things that, like I said, I do like.
Yeah, like real quick, we can end Kingdom Hearts. We can end this impressions on what we actually like about the game so far.
Which is, once again, I am having fun playing it. It's gorgeous to look at, like DJ said. It's nice to see these characters again, even though there's certain things that don't make any sense. Like, why the hell is Axel still wearing his Organization 13 gear?
Right.
I don't understand why that. Does he have no clothes?
Can someone, okay, this is 2019. Someone give Kyrie some pants or some shorts or something.
Yeah.
Like she stood she stood up. I was like, okay, so the teenager in me back then would have been like, oh, that's but now I'm just like,
now
you're
grown,
you need
man.
Pants. You need some shorts.
Where's your father?
Exactly.
Where are any of your fathers? Right. But and my biggest plus of the game, I remember when I saw the intro scene on YouTube and I was like, eh, it's all right. Watching that intro as the game's
that
opening
shit
up.
Was.
Oh, with the music.
And I got the surround sound speakers and everything. I was like, this shit slaps.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I was getting so hyped for that. I was just like, oh my God, this is dope. This is awesome.
Yep. Yeah. And then the game starts. And then you're like, oh.
This has to take control of Sora. Sean, what's your
Anthem?
Oh, okay.
Oh, there's that, huh?
I was gonna say if you want to say anything good about Kingdom Hearts before you end, but
no.
All right,
no more.
All right, well, yeah, Anthem. We all played that too. I finally got around to the open demo because I missed out on the
which demo would you
private VIP
in?
One?
The VIP.
I didn't get on the private VIP one, but I did get in on this open one.
Right,
there's so many ones.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there. So. The Anthem game that we all played together was Sean, myself, Marcus, and Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
And we all jumped in. And
it was a hoot.
It was a hoot. It
a hoot
was
a nanny. Hoot.
Cam was the Colossus. Sean, you were a Storm or Interceptor?
The magic nigga. I don't know.
Storm.
And then can you
Marcus,
explain,
I was a ranger.
Are these the characters you can choose to fight in?
Yeah. So these are the classes.
Yeah, different classes.
So have you played Destiny before?
No.
Damn it. That would just make it
Have
a lot
you played
easier.
Any RPG?
Probably not.
Okay. Well, the Colossus is a tank. So
okay. I know what tanks are.
Okay, good. The Interceptor is the
Rogue.
Yeah, Rogue. So they do a lot of they do a high amount of damage per second.
Melee damage.
Yeah.
Very DPS. Quick.
Yeah.
Cool.
Ranger is the most balanced out of the four classes.
Soldier 76.
Yeah, and the Storm is like the mage.
Is he also gay?
Maybe
we know. Find out in 3 years.
And then the Storm is the
mage.
Like mage class. Yeah,
yeah. Right.
So they started the game without me, and DJ didn't know how to use a mage.
I didn't. The Storm was
giving him hell. He was just like, nigga, you ass.
DJ's like, I don't remember how to fly.
Hey, look. It's
how
been
do
a
I put
whole...
one foot in front of the other?
It's been a whole week since I've played that game, okay? I forgot how to play the goddamn thing.
Damn.
But like overall, I think it was an enjoyable experience. I think we played Anthem in the most optimal setting where it's a group of four people and we're all like enjoying ourselves playing the game.
When it did work properly.
That's true.
That's true.
So that
is
true.
Marcus loaded in. Was it you?
Yeah. After we did the first mission, we went back to the Forge, went back to Fort Tarsus, did some upgrading and stuff, went back into another campaign, and I loaded up without my head. And everyone else could see my head, but I couldn't see my head.
Apparently.
Well. Wait. How is this a problem, though? Marcus, can you see your head right now?
Hey.
Hey. Goddamn, you know what? You're right.
By design.
Right, it might have not been a bug.
Right.
Oh, my God.
But no.
I'm an idiot.
So, goddamn, DJ. But then we reloaded in, and then my head did not load into the game.
Sean,
so apparently
can
some
you see
of
your own
abilities
head right now?
Don't yeah.
Shut up, DJ.
And the thing is, when my head didn't load in, the rest of me didn't work. Like, I couldn't fly. I was jittering all over the place. And so we had to get back out.
That's also thankfully, by design, actually.
Thankfully, when Sean came in without his head, he was still able to at least fight.
Yeah. So I was able to shoot normal guns. I could not use any of my abilities, but I was able to use my special.
That's weird.
So I showed DJ how to use the makey. Wow. He's like, God damn, where's this all this man, coming from?
This man, Sean, without his head, was able to use the mage better than DJ.
Okay, okay. Pause. I was doing damage with the mage, but I just didn't like...
Doing damage to your credibility.
I didn't like the mechanics of the mage. I didn't like the mechanics of the mage with my loadout.
Okay.
After I got more stuff, I was like, okay, well, this is probably cool for the mage, but like, I think I'll be playing with the Ranger and Colossus.
Okay.
The Colossus is where it's at.
Now, he's Debo. When you're in this demon, are you fighting against other NPCs or are you fighting against other players?
NPCs. There's no PvP in this game so thus far.
Yeah.
And no Battle Royale? Damn.
PvE. No E for everybody. His hands.
The world of the game is gorgeous and expansive.
Yeah.
And like this is everything that, and I think this was said last week, this is everything that, you know, Destiny could have been. And like, from a graphical standpoint, this is everything that we had wished Mass Effect Andromeda would have been, because looking at the facial models and just like the way that every human in this looks, I'm just like, God damn, man.
Are there black
y'all
people
really
here?
Did I have
yes there is there, but there are is.
Do they have like black people features, like the nose and one? The nose always is a signifier.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know yet, but I'm sure there will be.
We have to get closer to the faces to see.
With heads on, of course.
Because one thing I will give BioWare credit for is they do not skimp on the diversity. So I'm sure that there will be. I mean, even Fort Tarsus, I made the joke when we were playing. Fort Tarsus looks like Agrabah in the future.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't think you run into a European white looking person
in the demo, at least.
In the demo at all. No, yeah. Yeah.
Everybody's vaguely brown.
Wait, no, I'm sorry.
So we finally succeeded in making everybody beige.
Yeah. it's like
cross pollination is complete.
Actually, that's
like
a lie.
An IKEA commercial.
Yes. You run into the, you have to talk to the bartender. The bartender's white. But like,
the one who finally the minority.
They're finally the minority.
But yeah, like the game is, like DJ said, operating at full capacity. At its fullest powers when you're running through with your homies.
Yeah, nigga, we off a pill and Remy Red. Come through and bust your head, nigga.
Me and the homies.
Running through the six.
As I predicted, I don't give a shit about the story. Mm. But, man, I can't wait to jump in the full game with y'all.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Like, I would probably say I think last night, because we played... This is to date the podcast. We played what, Thursday night?
No, we played the middle of the day.
Oh, Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. So
when it was snowing out.
Yeah. I had jumped back on like a little later Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And like it was then where I really kind of dug into the game and started looking at the weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And I like kind of caught myself and was like, oh damn, I'm kind of getting the same vibes as Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really good
because
Destiny, we all make fun of it. Destiny didn't really have the story in the forefront. Like, it was fun to play, but the main draw was the collection game and like getting those guns and playing Anthem. Like, it looked like a sniper rifle, but I just never read the flavor text. It is a one shot weapon that the shot explodes on impact.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I was just like, oh, shit. I didn't even know I had this. So when you play with the Colossus, you get access to the heavy weapons.
Right.
And, like...
Makes sense.
It kind of seems like those weapons are the weapons that are, like, unique and they shine through. Because there was that weapon. There was another kind of a machine gun kind of thing.
Kelly?
And then there was a... grenade launcher too.
Okay.
That like shuck out that
like a bazooka
shuck out, that shot out sticky grenades. And they blew up on impact.
How about your shotgun, DJ?
Is it too shoddy for you?
Okay. This seems like there's a story behind this.
I was talking about how I didn't like the shotgun on Anthem because I felt like
it was too shotgunny.
It was too shotgunny and not fun enough.
And we proceeded to give him hell for the rest of the playthrough.
Shotgunny is a word, damn it.
But I love that shotty. I can't wait to jump back in and one shot niggas with that jump. Mm. But yeah. So that is what we've been playing.
That is.
And we're going to have a quick word from our sponsors.
Black History Month.
Yeah.
Hey there. You can find us at Facebook and Instagram at PressX2Start. On Twitter, we're at PressX2S. Our website is PressX2Start.com. Remember, wherever you're listening to us, remember to like and review. Every little bit helps. Thanks.
And we're back. So,
where we go?
You know, places.
I had to get water.
You're not supposed to tell the truth.
I'm sorry. I was sitting here looking into your eyes.
Yeah. Never tell these hoes the truth.
I thought they're not loyal, though.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're right.
Shout out to Tyga? No.
Tyga! Tyga! Huh?
Give us your black card, Mark.
So, gaming news. To start off, as we do every month now, we're going to tell you what games are free for this coming month on both PlayStation Plus and with the Xbox Games for Gold, because we got to, you know, fill that, what'd you say it? Microsoft affirmative action?
See, you're not supposed to say that.
We got to help you peasants out.
Jordan's ears are burning right now.
We are an inclusive podcast. And that's inclusive, true.
Exactly.
It's different.
It's in our introduction.
Of consoles.
Except for you, Dreamcast.
damn.
So, for PlayStation Plus, this February, the entire month,
the
For
month.
Honor.
Oh, shit. For Honor's coming?
Mm-hmm. For Honor is coming. And the first season of Hitman.
I'm actually looking forward to Hitman.
That's interesting.
It's interesting how Hitman has grown in fandom over the years, especially with the more recent outings. You know, I remember it was kind of like an under-the-radar game, and then lately it's just gotten bigger and bigger, probably because of just the wide breadth of creativity that you can have within that. It's like it's sandbox in its own way.
It also heard really positive reviews when the first season came out. And like, I love anything dealing with espionage and intelligence. I love that genre in general. So that's one reason why I'm looking forward to play that game.
Yeah. So if you missed out on the For Honor bandwagon, I imagine they still have a pretty thriving online community, so jump in on that when you can.
It's free. Most people jump on, just like when they gave away Black Ops 3.
Right.
The community surged again.
Yeah.
Don't forget the other crossbys.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. The crossbys.
You got Gunhouse.
Yeah.
It's a tower defense puzzle action game.
Gunhouse?
And you got Rogue Aces, where you play as a Tuskegee Airman.
Rogue Aces? Oh, really?
No. It's a 2D.
I was like, wait, Black History Month?
Oh, yeah, Sony? No, it's a 2D. You're actually playing in an airplane, though, so you're shooting up stuff.
And, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And now, moving on to the games for gold for February.
The other side.
Yes, the other side. We have Bloodstained Curse of the Moon.
That's pretty awesome.
Which is
awesome
a retro action platformer.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it, but DJ clearly has.
So Bloodstained is the
Kickstarted game.
Yeah, it's the created by the people who made Castlevania.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they have two. Nice. They have two Bloodstained games coming out. They have the retro version as well as the updated.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to call it 3D, but it's like 3D modeled.
Yeah, it's like 2.5D.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then they also have Super Bomberman R.
That's cool.
That's actually always pretty good. That's always a classic. Yeah.
They have Assassin's Creed Rogue.
Dang.
And they have Star Wars Jedi Knight Jedi Academy.
Don't know what that is, but the other games are pretty fire.
And there you have it. Get you some free 99 games while you still can.
Okay.
We'll be back in March.
All right. So now for Nintendo news.
Ooh.
These are the PS Plus games for Nintendo.
They don't give anything for free, do they?
So the latest thing that's been happening in the Nintendo area is there is no plans for a successor to Nintendo Switch, nor will there be a price cut for Nintendo Switch.
Do you cut the prices of your drugs when they sell them good?
You know what?
The answer to that question is no. No, you do not. All right, so yeah, I mean, that's pretty awesome. Like, they don't need to. Like, if their drugs are selling, then they don't need to cut the prices of the drugs.
And people get hooked on it easily. I mean, yeah. Especially when you start young with the kids.
Has Switch been their, like, most profitable and strongest console since GameCube?
You mean since the Wii?
Since the Wii.
Okay.
That's really what's
gonna
be.
The Wii was printing money.
Yeah, I know. I just remember, like, GameCube had mad longevity and, like...
Yeah, Nintendo's war chest came up because of Nintendo Wii.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, if you try to compare it to some of the things that done in the past, so at the end of 2018, they sold about 32.2 million units.
Mm-hmm.
If you compare it to the Wii U, it sold 13.5 over its lifetime. Oh. And if you look at the GameCube, that sold 21.7 million units. So it's still pretty up there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to get anywhere near to say, it is near to Nintendo 64. That sold...
It already surpassed the lifetime sales of 64.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Perfect.
Oh, wow.
As of time that you wrote that.
Okay. All right. Because I know that was around 32 million.
Not that I follow Nintendo news
and
like
then,
that.
Because you're not the Nintendo guy.
I'm really not the Nintendo guy.
Okay.
See,
prove him wrong, Sean.
Undercover. But if you compare it to the other top two sellers is the NES, which was 61.9 million over its lifetime. And, of course, the Wii. Even I got a Wii.
Well, that's because the NES cost $20.
But isn't the NES what also helped like give the rebirth to the video game industry in the early 90s or late 80s?
Back when Atari, I don't know, but I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
Roughly.
I was too young to even know about the video game industry.
It was a resurgence after the crash.
Yeah.
Hopefully we don't have another.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think we will. Only because like I feel like the market is so like varied,
yes,
where we can't have, we won't have a complete crash like we did back in the 80s.
It'll crash when everything becomes battle royale.
So you know, once you have a drug crash,
uh-huh,
you usually have to go to a doctor.
Oh, okay.
Dr. Mario World is announced for mobile.
You think you're slick, don't you?
I think I'm Cam, actually.
You're not.
I'm not.
You're taller. You're taller.
All right.
Can we get drugs from this doctor, sir?
I mean,
what can you prescribe me?
You can get drugs.
Grabbing pills.
But you have to buy them through microtransactions.
Mobile?
On mobile. Because this will be a free to play game. And you know what that means.
Yep.
Wink, wink. Nintendo's going to be making more money. Not much has been said other than the announcement. So the weird thing about this is we were actually talking about this off mic.
Mm-hmm.
Is, when Nintendo first announced Mario Run, everyone thought that okay, Nintendo's going to be start making mobile games. They're going to do it right. They're
right.
Going to have you. They're going to make the game where you pay one amount and you get the entire game.
Mm-hmm.
So they did that with Mario Run. It was successful, but it wasn't as successful as the other mobile games.
Mm-hmm.
So Nintendo changed the strategy. They released their next mobile title, which was Fire Emblem Heroes, mm-hmm, which was a free to play game with microtransactions, and that did bangbusters.
Mm-hmm.
So now, Dr. Mario World will be free to play.
It literally is like drugs. You get the first one is always free.
Mm-hmm. And this basically, oh, this is
Miyamoto,
this is,
you son of a bitch.
And like this is like Dr. Mario, like the old SNES, mm-hmm, like Dr. Mario,
mm-hmm,
is basically just like Tetris.
Yeah,
yeah.
But
back
with
in
like
1990,
it's like a modified version of Tetris. Like there's different rules to it because you're using like the pills to like. Different color pills, like they, it's
a
like
red
color
one and
matching,
one?
And, huh?
A red one and a blue one,
and a yellow one,
oh,
and a white one.
Oh.
You don't do the white one.
I'm gonna listen to Eminem Relapse while playing this.
So yeah, I mean that's pretty much it. Just prepare to spend even more time on your phone, not calling or talking to people because
not looking at
anymore.
Porn,
or looking at porn. Yes,
okay.
Y'all niggas look at porn on your phone.
HD, nigga.
Retina display. Oh, okay, so what's next?
Isn't that what happened to that one game that was leaked on Pornhub?
Oh yeah, the Amazon Life game.
Yeah.
But okay.
Talking about Amazon now, really.
Apple is planning a gaming subscription service similar to Netflix.
That's ridiculous. We just had a story last week about Microsoft doing the same
Everybody's trying to get on that Netflix wave, man.
Except for Sony. Sony's smart.
But because they got the PlayStation Now. They done You're good, that. Right? They did that.
Yeah.
Last generation. How would you guys feel about Apple jumping into that market? I mean,
everybody's trying to get a bit of that sweet, sweet gaming money at this point.
But Apple is trying to be family friendly. So are they going to allow MA rated games on there and stuff? Are they going to be limiting?
Maybe not right out the gate, but at a certain point, they probably will.
Yeah. I mean, I think on one hand, it's probably a good thing because there's more competition in the market.
Yeah.
And that you have, I mean, right now, like, for example, when it comes to consoles, you mainly got three that you have, mainly two already competing amongst themselves, and Nintendo is just been our thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Maybe this is an opportunity to really bring more variety, maybe more competition in prices, or at least quality of games. So this could be a positive to this.
Also, because I feel like Apple is going to, I mean, I could be wrong, but I feel like Apple might be a good avenue for indie games to get more publicity.
What exclusives would you want to play on mobile, though? I mean, like, the last...
Oh, none for me.
Halfway decent thing, I think, was Infinity Blade. They had, like, three of them, but...
See, for me, the issue with this is that I feel like they're going to be biting off more than they can chew. Yes, this is Apple. This is a trillion-dollar company. They're trillion dollars now. But what...
It's
like,
big as the government.
What you have to consider now is that if they're going to do a game streaming subscription service or whatever, now they have to worry about building a controller. They have to worry about building another, probably modifying the Apple TV to like work with this.
You mean actually doing something with Apple TV? Because they kind of like just...
Yeah.
They make most of their hardware pretty powerful, so... Mm-hmm.
They do, but like...
quite intuitive design.
When it comes to gaming, they've been very like... half-assed about it.
Yeah.
Because, like, they have the App Store. Really and truly, I don't really know why they're planning on making a game subscription service, because the App Store is fine. It's making them billions of dollars. But, like, I just... They're entering a market that they don't need to enter.
Once again, everybody wants a piece of that pie, man. Like, whenever something looks sweet enough, and the way that capitalism and big business works... Even if they don't need it, they want something of it.
Yeah, I mean, they should partner up with, like, Sony.
But why would they do that if they can get all the money for themselves?
They're worth more than Sony.
Yeah, I know, but they're not. There's no way this gaming subscription service is going to be bigger than Microsoft's thing.
Well, here's the thing. Sony's. I mean,
I
mean, why not? I mean, it's another player in the market. I mean, Sony, you could say, kind of belatedly came into the console market and now is one of the top ones.
True.
I mean, if there's any corporation that can actually do it right, that could do it right, I'm not sure it's going to happen, that could, I would put my money with Apple. I mean, right now, as you know, as one of the articles mentions, that when it comes to their hardware sales, it's kind of plateaued the past couple of years.
Yeah.
So this is a way in which to reinvigorate the market, to try to do something a little different. Mobile gaming is still an expanding enterprise.
True. Right.
So... it might happen. I can see why they're going to dip their toe in it. How well it'll be?
I don't know.
The thing is, they like to release shit yearly.
Yeah.
Whereas consoles, you get them every...
take some time.
Yeah, 5 to 8 years.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, you're a Call of Duty or a sports game or...
But they're just being a subscription service. So they're pretty much going to be able to hold the game. They may not be... I'm not sure they're going to develop the game, but they'll be able to... provide a place for people to load their games.
Yeah.
And let people play.
How often
them.
Are they going to want you to update your system?
I don't know. I guess for me, I think this is kind of something that's like, oh, okay. Well, let's see how far that gets.
Yeah, it's a we going to see.
The Ouya.
We going to see.
One of those things.
Speaking of we going to see, Chinese company NetEase has acquired a minority stake in Quantic Dream.
Ooh. Funny, they're the majority in the world. Go ahead.
NetEase is also the company that filtered, I think, how much? 10 or how much? 100 million?
100 million.
100 million to Bungie.
Yep.
Ahead of their Activision split.
Splitting off with Activision.
So NetEase out here trying to, you know, big people up. Quantic Dream basically is going to use this money to...
clean his image.
Go multi-platform.
Right.
Yeah, no. Image. They're not going to do anything about that.
Pay for lawyers, which if you're hiring, you know I'm always available. Anyway.
Press X to start representing you today.
Only in the state of Maryland. But anyway,
Yeah, like they made it known that they don't want to change anything about the company itself, but it's more to help them, like I said, go multi-platform. So now Quantic Dream is not going to be a Sony-only company, which, you know, is a bit disheartening.
So but, Quantic Dreams has always been a second-party publisher or developer.
Yeah.
Where they're not owned by Sony, but they make games for Sony.
Exactly. Just like, what's it called? It used to be Ninja Theory.
Yeah.
So they're in an open relationship.
Basically. And now they're going to
be... And now it's super open.
Yeah, yeah. Now they're going to be messing with everybody.
They're just polyamorous about that.
So, like, I think... To the developer's point, this is a positive because they'll be making more money.
Yeah.
There will also be more Asians in Quantic Dream games now.
Specifically Chinese people. Because you have to make sure you get the right Asian. It is a problem over there. Okay. Anyways. I don't know if Sony is like hurt by this or if Sony will be hurt by this. Because Detroit, fucking shit. What's the other game?
Heavy Rain.
Beyond. Yeah. They're like good games, and they're like Sony first game. Yeah. Exactly. Like they're good by like
Detroit's easily their best work.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Who better than Heavy Rain?
By a mile.
Ooh.
They're good.
That's
in their genre.
List for this year.
Yeah.
So yeah.
But yeah, you're right. Like this isn't gonna be a deafening blow to Sony, especially because they're still gonna be working with Sony. So
right.
It's not like, you know, Ninja Theory, where they went to Microsoft exclusively. So, I mean, it's just a way for them to get some more money.
Yeah, and Sony definitely still has Days Gone, so, you know.
Oh,
good.
My gosh, yeah.
That'd be
game
right.
of the year.
I hope it pleasantly surprises you. I can't wait.
This shit got story in it?
I'll give it a whelmed out of 10. Speaking of China, also, real fast, I was on the news in China.
What?
What the fuck?
I did a YouTube video for this YouTuber named Chubby Emu, who does these medical recreation videos, and I was an actor in the video, and it is blown up, and it is shown up.
Really?
I'll show you guys the video.
Yeah. Yeah, you will.
Yeah. So look up Chubby Emu on YouTube, and the most recent video he put
China
up.
You're China famous now.
Is me.
Wait, are you... So...
Are you a meme in China?
Were you like a good person in the video?
Sort of.
Okay, great.
It was a cadaver.
Great. Okay, that's fine. That's better than being a drun-slinging nigger.
Nope, I don't.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
Dang.
DJ.
You heard what I said.
All right.
Heard what the fuck I said.
That is a problem we have over
that's
there,
that's
okay?
That BBC talking out here.
So, Doug, what you got to say?
So, announced last week, Inway has announced a new game called Power Rangers.
Shit looks whack.
It's Morphin time. Go ahead.
I'm just gonna move on from there. So I'm gonna talk about something that looked maybe not as whack.
No. Back it up. Go ahead.
I mean,
you gotta talk about it.
Because once you start, you gotta take it all in.
Yes.
Well,
can't just give him just a tip. Go ahead.
It's all about the girth. So, Power Rangers Battle for the Grid is being developed by Inway, which is set for release in April for the console as well as PC. So if you love your Power Rangers, you
why?
Know.
Who asked for this?
Yeah. Why?
Because we need to milk the 90s as much as possible. And I will tell you
the
this.
The milk is sour.
It is truly bizarre how much longevity the Power Rangers series has had. And it also feels like this type of game based around the Power Rangers is super late. Like, yes, they still have a fandom, but not big enough to warrant people wanting a game like this.
But, yeah,
I know. But here's the thing. It's like, for some reason, they even got a new movie. Like, I don't understand how franchises in the 90s take a 15, 20 year
disappearance. See, at least with the movie,
disappearance and
it like is indicative of Hollywood's current reboot and remake culture. But like,
so we're gonna get a Captain Planet game.
Well, let me interject.
Soon, I hope.
Right.
The Power Rangers franchise was always popular outside of the US. It never actually stopped.
That's true.
We just thought it was whack.
That's true.
But yeah, I mean, of course,
not wrong
yeah,
on that.
It, like the Super Sentai and all that stuff is super, it's heavy in Japan, but I'm talking about like the fact that there's still so much of a fervor for Power Rangers on the fringes of society.
I know. Just
like, this is a game that is going to be released here, but yes, do bangbusters overseas.
Yeah. And you can pre-order it now.
Why do you keep saying bangbusters?
I don't know. I'm trying to take it off.
All I hear is bang bus.
Bangbusters.
That's the point, Marcus. That's the point. You're ruining the joke.
Oh, sorry.
Anyways, Bangbuster.
Casting couch. Go ahead.
So yeah, have any of y'all seen the trailer for this game?
Yes. Like I said, the shit looks whack.
Yeah, it's boy. Like I was like, okay, oh, Jason David Frank is in this. Oh, why? Come on, dude. Why'd you do that?
That boy is milking his.
He is. He absolutely
is. Look, he got a mortgage to pay. He got kids to feed.
That man is a proud Power Ranger.
He is.
You
man.
Know, you did something great back in the day. You going to work it
I
with
think
the
when he was an MMA fighter, he went by the Green Ranger. Like, he is Jason David Frank, the Green
really?
Ranger. Yes.
That's kind of cool.
And they never stopped him, so.
That's kind of cool. I would do the same thing, actually.
I bet your Time Mag is still talking about Last Dragon. Fight, you do man. What you
all
gotta
I'm saying
do.
Is you don't see Zach doing no more hip hop keto.
Nah,
he doing porn, ain't he? One of them got into that.
Wait, ooh.
DJ slowly starts to move.
As he opens up his incognito window.
No, the Black Ranger.
Yes, Zach.
Yeah,
he had three fingers.
Wait.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You mean back then?
Yeah. But
you were just blinded by his hip hop keto.
Yeah. So they did a good job of like doing the camera angle so you don't see, I think it was his left hand. Left
Why
or right
did it
hand.
Even matter to hide it back then?
We were all sensitive back then. We would have freaked the fuck out.
I don't want my kids watching no eight finger freak.
Look at that black guy with three fingers.
He's a monster.
Do they all got three fingers?
Are they fucking Ninja Turtles?
Why do we hate them so much? Say what?
Are they Ninja Turtles?
Oh. So, Doug, what's next?
Oh, God. Oh, sorry. Let me turn that off.
What?
So, let's talk about loot boxes.
All right.
This is an update from when we went over a few months ago. So, Senator Megan Hassan, Democrat from New Hampshire, during a hearing a few months ago, she asked the FTC chairman, Joseph Simmons, to investigate loot boxes and video gaming. Mm-hmm. She sent him a letter to follow up on that, pretty much pressing the FTC to do a more thorough investigation about loot boxes and what the government should do in this realm. As she says that loot boxes represent a $50 billion industry by the year. Well, sorry. Loot boxes will represent a $50 billion industry by the year 2020, and that children may be particularly susceptible to engaging with these in-game purchases, which trigger the same psychological behavior and reward systems as traditional gaming.
Right.
So we've seen how other countries, especially in Europe, have intervened to the market, laying down regulations over loot boxes. However, United States, we kind of have had this lazy fair thing, say, let the ESRB take
and
a stab at it.
I think it's more of the legislators either don't care or don't understand the technology to begin with. So they go with whatever the lobbyists tell them.
Yeah. Yep.
But I'm not sure who's the lobbyist for saying no to loot boxes.
Tracer from Overwatch.
Cam.
He just right left to every senator and representative of Congress. You
know? Microtransactions are bad.
Well, it's kind of like how the 90s, everybody talk about like, you know, violence and sex in video games, and that was the
creation of the ESRB.
Mortal Kombat. Yeah.
And so
Kombat.
Now you have the issue of loot buy. I think the particular is with the issue of Fortnite and how profitable that has been, especially as it's attracted to young children. How they go to parents wanting money for loot boxes. And for some kids, like I know of a parent who, you know, gave her son, you know, what do you want for Christmas? I want some loot boxes from Fortnite. You
know? Give
what
me
a sad Christmas
a Visa
present.
Card. I mean, it's not really that sad if you think about it.
I mean, it makes you happy. You keep pressing a button and you might win.
Yeah. If you don't win anything, then that's a sad as fuck.
But Fortnite,
let my child ask for some loot boxes for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Fortnite specifically does not have loot boxes, though, because you know what you're buying.
That's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. Actually.
Now you can culturally appropriate a dance. Good for you, son.
Well, if you look at the issue with... over more recent announcement,
Swipe.
This came from Belgium. So their gaming commission is considering loot boxes if you pay for it as a form of gambling.
Yep.
And so FIFA EA product. Yep. So they started to pull out their FIFA point system, which was their form of loot boxes if you want to play the FIFA games.
You know, they started to try to lobby the people to get people to complain to the government to allow them to sell loot money. Boxes and...
Oh, really?
Yeah, EA, wow. FIFA money, whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. I mean, other games like, say, Valve, Activision Blizzard with Overwatch, 2K games, have been trying to comply with Belgium's guidelines. Mm-hmm. EA, for a while, did not. Mm-hmm. And so now EA is finally reckoning with, well, we got... You can still earn your points. You just can't spend your money to buy the points.
I see. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So it seems like, you know, at least... You know, across the Atlantic, there's a lot more regulation into this market. And I don't know. I mean, other states have, like Hawaii have been getting to possible regulation, yeah. Especially by California. But I think if you do have the FTC involvement, I don't see anything great happening under this administration.
Yeah.
But for sure. It could be something that may happen. I mean, if anything, what a congressman will love to do is vote for a feel good bill that stamp out vice. Protect the children. And that's how this will be spun.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yep.
Forget that they're shooting, you know, people in the head.
But in more positive and fun news.
Like what?
Something about a mystery machine?
Oh, shit. Let me tell you about the mystery machine. There are five characters in that thing.
Mm-hmm. And?
Only one of them we need to care about.
Because he has Ultra Instinct.
Nah, Velma. Velma is the glue to Mystery Machine. Hey,
Velma had yams, all right? I don't know why everybody was all...
Yo.
When she take all them glasses, boy.
Is that like, everybody all talking about time. Daphne. But like, Daphne's like basic. Yo, Velma was where it was at.
Yeah. Velma got curves.
She could take off that orange sweater.
Mm-hmm. She's a brick.
Show me them stretch marks, girl.
Oh, yeah, and like, Shaggy is supposed to be going to Mortal Kombat. Whatever. Oh, yeah. Anyway, whatever. Velma. Like,
with a name like that.
And she was smart. Like, okay. Like,
with glasses that big, you know she was a freak.
And it was the 70s.
Exactly. Free love. All right.
Travel with a comb.
Okay, yeah. So let's go back to the whole Shaggy thing.
Raggy?
That's your character now from now on. Yeah, yes. You're Scooby-Doo.
Your other AKA.
Oh, boy. So there's been a literal whirlwind of memes hitting the internet about Shaggy in Ultra Instinct form.
The internet's a weird place.
Being the strongest more being than just of porn. All time. And so, again, it's a meme. You don't really know how it started, yeah. But it just happened and you go with it. So the backstory, as far as I know, is that people were drawing Shaggy as being stronger than Goku.
I still don't understand.
I don't know.
It's a thing going on Reddit. There's like a ton of memes in the dank meme like subreddit going on. I've been following it for like, it's been going on for like a month or two now.
Really? That long? Yes.
It's just weird though that of all people.
Shaggy, you know? Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but it kind of makes sense though.
But how many people have been signing on for this?
Well, actually, before we even get on that number.
Did that number just count up? Go ahead.
Actually, yes.
So there has been a petition going around to put Shaggy into Mortal Kombat 11. Now, who wants to read off that number?
That number is officially right now 308,400 signees.
Jesus Christ.
And you gotta wonder after a certain point, do petitions even matter anymore? Because when you can make a petition about everything now, and it can get this many signees.
Yo.
Remember petitions meant something.
And matter if these people voted.
Exactly. Where y'all asses was at? God
Where
damn.
Where are you in Michigan?
I bet you 300,000 of them voted for D's Nuts. You're the reason we're in this situation.
400 of those people actually buy the DLC.
Yo.
God damn.
So, it did get to the point where Ed Boon, the creator of Mortal Kombat, had to respond. And his response to someone tweeting him saying, we want Shaggy, essentially we want Shaggy in Mortal Kombat 11, his was like, yeah, let me know how that works out for you. Like, now, sure, like, that's kind of him playing the heel.
Uh-huh.
But Now, people were doing the background.
Like, he literally just said that. That yeah, literally wasn't right, his yeah. Let me.
So the background thing is that people were like, okay, well, is Shaggy even available to be used like this for Mortal Kombat? Mortal Kombat's a very violent game. This one just released, or this one's going to be released, and we've seen footage of it, and it's extremely graphic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we've never seen Shaggy in that kind of position in any way, shape, or form. So it's kind of like, is this even possible?
A stoner fighting
Scorpion.
right.
So, bruh, I just realized what could be his fatality. He could pull off someone's face. like it was like a mask when they reveal the people at the end.
That would be pretty funny.
Right?
You're meddling kids.
So Shaggy.
I just like ripping faces, man.
So he's owned by Warner Brothers, right? Originally it was Hanna-Barbera.
Right.
But
Hanna-Barbera.
Now it's Warner Brothers. Mm-hmm. And Mortal Kombat is published by
Warner Brothers.
I got Shaggy. So, I got White. Go ahead.
So it's very possible that, I mean, not possible. Shaggy is within Warner Brothers wheelbarrow.
Either or,
whatever. You know what I'm talking about at this point. So it is very possible that Warner Brothers can be like, hey, you know, this would actually be really good marketing for Mortal Kombat.
I mean, so by that logic, Scorpion could show up in Justice League.
I might pay up, right?
Yeah. So,
the Joker ball should be there.
All right. So, I mean, this could happen. I mean, I'm not holding my breath for it. I'm also not getting Mortal Kombat 11.
None of us here are getting it. But
I get it.
Yeah.
Oh, you're getting it when the price drops.
We actually, I remember we had the last Mortal Kombat game in our console, so there's a chance it might be there.
I bought the last one too.
Oh, really?
I'm just not buying it at launch. So I said that one podcast to go to. Yeah. Or whatever. Mm.
I've made it publicly known that I hate Mortal Kombat with a fiery passion.
Why?
So. Yeah, I just can't do it.
It's one of the best movies, man. Come on, how do you not like this?
The movies are fun.
Yeah,
I just feel like the game
as your high Shaggy.
Yeah, I don't
like know. I remember the old Mortal Kombat games, and I was like, the only thing cool about this is the blood because the fighting is basic as fuck.
It's gotten better.
But it's still not my cup of tea.
Yeah, so we'll see if Shaggy makes it or not.
Yeah, we gonna see
in the roster because.
But hey, anything's possible because Donald Trump is president.
Just.
Anything's possible.
Or anything's possible
Shaggy
because
great again.
Ed Boon actually responded back to the guy. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
All right.
So with that being said, this has been another episode of Press X Star Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we enjoyed making it. Don't forget to rate and review us on your favorite podcasting app. Every little bit helps. Mm-hmm. If you miss any of this, you can find all the details and more on our website at pressx2start.com. Until next time.
Holla at me.
Goodbye.
Uno out.
Enjoy your Black History Month.